Hey guys, welcome back to Open Language. My name's Adam.
And I'm Diana.
Diana, have you noticed lots of bunnies, eggs around lately?
You know, yeah, I kind of have.
So what's up with all these eggs?
As some of you guys know, it is Easter right now.
That's right. So Easter is, you know, one of the really big Christian holidays.
Right.
But we don't want to scare you guys off with this word Christian, right? Because just like Christmas, Easter is a holiday that began as a Christian holiday, but now it's kind of just, you know, about eating.
And about the kids.
And about, it's always about kids,
yeah.
Right? Okay, so in today's lesson, we are going to talk about Easter, things to do on Easter, around Easter.
Yeah.
And also kind of focus on the religious stuff, right?
Yes.
Just so you know, before you go all crazy, we know that a lot of Chinese people are not religious.
Right.
We get that.
Mm-hmm.
But this is just a way to help you guys understand what's going on in Western culture and more specifically around Western holidays.
Right. So let's go ahead and listen to the dialogue.
All right.
'Josh, thanks for inviting my family to Easter brunch.
My pleasure, Emma. Come on in.
So, what kind of activities do you have?
Well, for the kids, there's an Easter egg hunt, egg dyeing, and Easter bunnies. For us grown-ups, we've got some great food and wine.
Oh, that sounds nice. Is this how everyone usually celebrates Easter?
Well, a lot of Christians go to church, especially Catholics. But since Easter is a long weekend in the States starting on Good Friday, many people celebrate it by just enjoying the extra time off.
Did you say Good Friday?
Yep. It's the Friday before Easter Sunday, which commemorates the death of Jesus. But Easter really has become another kid-friendly holiday. You don't need to be religious to take part in it.
Oh, I see. My daughter certainly looks like she's having fun dyeing Easter eggs and petting the bunnies.
Great to hear. Happy Easter.
All right, so in today's dialogue, we have two friends, I would say.
Yep.
Yeah, so one is Emma, and she has been invited to Easter brunch with Josh.
Okay, so anybody who is invited to anything should say. Emma says, "Josh, thanks for inviting my family to Easter brunch."
Right. So here, if you guys don't know what Easter is, it is, like Adam said earlier, one of the most important Christian holidays.
If we could sum it up very, very quickly, Jesus died and then he came back.
Yes. So Easter celebrates the day that he came back to life.
Come back to life holiday is not what we call it.
And just for a little bit of background, Easter falls anytime between late March to mid-April.
Yeah, it's really complicated, and it actually took hundreds and hundreds of years for them to figure out when to put Easter. It's tough. It's really tough. For today's lesson, we don't really need to worry about that so much. We want to know, like Emma wants to know, what kind of activities Josh has planned.
So he says, for the kids, there's an Easter egg hunt.
Okay, so Easter eggs, eggs really come up a lot around Easter.
Mm-hmm, right. So basically, this means that a lot of eggs are going to be hidden in a certain area, and then kids will have to go and find them.
Yes. So in my mind, in my memory right now, I'm seeing my aunt's house. And there's lots of, you know, eggs and candy hidden under the sofa, behind the bookshelf.
Yeah. Now, are these eggs like chicken eggs or what are they?
This is like, you know, chocolate and candy.
Maybe even like the plastic ones. A lot of times people will put candy inside,
right.
And then hide that plastic egg.
Yes. Oh, my childhood is rushing back to me very quickly.
So are there any other ways that we can use this word hunt?
If we have a gun and go into the woods, yes. Like hunting, when I think most people think hunting, they think, you know, going to kill animals.
Oh, yeah.
Right. doesn't need to be with a gun. That's, mm-hmm. that's just a pretty common way to do it. Those people are usually called hunters.
Right.
They go hunting. But hunt can also mean, like, just look for something.
Mm.
And that's kind of what we're, that's kind of how we're using it here.
Right. And, you know, a lot of us work, and sometimes we find a new job.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Or we get bored of our old one, and we want to go on a job hunt.
Yes, that's right. So job hunting is not particularly fun. fortunately, there are lots of apps now that help us to do that.
Right.
There are also people called headhunters.
Oh,
which
yeah.
It's the same. I think you guys can get this. It's the same thing. Head hunting. it basically just means someone is going to find you.
So they're more like the recruiter.
Yes. But that's enough about jobs for now. I want to get back to the eggs.
Mm.
What else do we do with eggs besides hunt them?
All right, so there's also egg dyeing.
Like dyeing like the eggs passed away?
Well, eggs are kind of not alive to begin with. The ones that we eat.
The ones that we eat. I hope so. I hope so.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, this dyeing does not mean like dead dyeing.
This actually means using color to dye it.
Right, exactly. So, like, for example, when I was in high school, I always dyed my hair yellow.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'll show you a picture after.
Okay. Currently, my hair is dyed like a bluish purple.
Right. So, I mean, this can, you know, talk about the process, like I'm going to have my hair dyed,
mm-hmm.
or you can just say, you know, she has dyed hair, or like Dana just said, her hair is dyed purple or bluish purple.
Yes. Now, dye in itself is a noun, and this is basically a certain thing. It could be a powder, it could be like a paste.
Yes.
And it's going to basically add color to something else.
To something. Like, I remember in school, we always had to do tie-dye t-shirts, right? You buy a white t-shirt, you put some elastic bands on it, and you just kind of put it in the dye.
Yeah, it's pretty fun, actually.
It is fun, yeah. It's kind of cool. So we'll try and, I guess we can't really show you a picture, but if you guys get a chance, just look, tie-dye t-shirt.
Yeah.
T-I-E-D-Y-E.
All right, and the last thing here, we have Easter bunnies.
Okay, so this is probably the most famous symbol of Easter today.
Yeah.
Right, so again, a lot of people want to know, how did Easter change from this original meaning of, you know, a man dying to bunnies?
Right. Well, bunnies are basically baby rabbits.
Yes, exactly.
So maybe it does symbolize rebirth.
Life again, right. And they're also really cute.
Yeah.
Really, really cute.
Now, for the grown-ups, they've got great food and wine.
That's my favorite part about being a grown-up, which means an adult.
Right.
Not a child.
Now, it seems Emma has never celebrated Easter, so she's curious, is that how everyone usually celebrates it?
Okay, so Josh's response is a pretty good one, but if you don't know much about Christians, it might be a little confusing. So he says a lot of Christians go to church.
Okay, so Christians here being people who believe in Christ.
Right, Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Now, a church, I'm sure a lot of you guys have seen a church before. I'm sure many of you have gone into a church before. This is basically the holy place, the places where Christians go to pray, sing,
right.
give money.
So we know what Christians are. Now, what are Catholics?
Now, this is the problem, because we only have a certain amount of time. Catholic is a type of Christian.
Okay.
You know, actually, there are many types of Christians.
Yeah.
But in history, and especially in Western Europe, there's basically only two kinds.
Okay.
There's a Catholic, which is the very kind of old,
traditional,
and then Protestant. So you have the word protest in here.
Ah.
They didn't like the way that, you know, the Catholics did things. So they protested and started their own branch, maybe we could say, of Christianity. Actually, Americans, they were a Protestant country. They are still a Protestant country. But just remember, guys, they're all Christians. They follow different rules. They wear different hats.
Yeah.
Different clothes.
Uh-huh.
But they're all Christians.
So Josh continues to say, since Easter is a long weekend in the States starting on Good Friday, many people celebrate it just by enjoying the time off.
Okay. I remember being a kid and wondering why the Friday of Easter was called Good Friday.
Yeah, I always, as a kid, was curious why it was so good.
Why it's good, right? Like, Jesus died that
yeah.
day. That doesn't sound very good. I mean, for us as students, it's good because
We get a day off from school.
Right, we don't have to go to school.
Mm-hmm.
But the whole, you know, dying thing, that doesn't sound all that good.
Right. So actually, good in this case means holy.
Yep.
And not the opposite of bad.
Not bad Friday.
Yeah.
I like that idea, actually. Okay, so on this day, the reason why it's so holy is it's the day that commemorates the death of Jesus.
So commemorates is kind of similar to celebrate, but it's not the same.
It's like if celebrate and remember had a baby. That's kind of what this idea of commemorate is.
Right. So you remember something, you show respect for something, but you're not, you know, out partying.
Yeah, exactly. So oftentimes you commemorate soldiers,
yeah,
leaders.
Mm-hmm.
You generally wouldn't commemorate people in your family, your own family.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're usually like public figures.
Mm. All right, so Good Friday commemorates the death of Jesus, who is the Son of God.
Well, according to some people, right?
According to some people.
Yeah, we've already said Christian, right? I mean, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
In fact, my middle name is Christopher,
okay.
So I even have the word Christ in my name. Even if you don't believe that Jesus was the Son of God, you can still believe that there was a man called Jesus of Nazareth.
Ah, okay.
That was the place he was born, Nazareth.
However, it seems that Easter has really become another kid-friendly holiday.
Yes. Okay, guys, this is our grammar point for today.
Mm-hmm.
This suffix friendly, or just putting friendly on the end of a word to make an adjective.
Right. So if something is kid-friendly, it means that it's kind of for the kids.
Yeah.
Or you can say that kids would really enjoy it.
It's even like suitable.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, another way of looking at this, just the suffix in general, it doesn't hurt them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So a few other examples that come to my mind besides kid-friendly, pet-friendly.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You know, like an apartment.
Right.
If you look for an apartment, sometimes it will say, no pets, no pets.
Yeah, yeah.
That is not a pet-friendly apartment.
Or we can say now a lot of cars are becoming more and more eco-friendly.
Eco-friendly, exactly. So good for the environment.
And here's one that's pretty useful nowadays, especially since we have so much technology. User-friendly.
Yes, exactly. Because if you are like me, you have no idea how to use anything. Anything that has been created in the past 15 years, you are lost.
So something that's user-friendly means that it's easy to use.
Right, exactly. Okay, so there's only really a few more key vocabulary words left in this lesson. One of them is this word religious,
mm-hmm.
right? So we've talked about a religion.
Yes.
Christianity. But now we need to talk about this word religious.
Mm. So if you're religious, you basically believe that there is a higher being somewhere, maybe controlling some things.
Right. So it's huge, right? Controlling, maybe this being created us.
Yeah.
Maybe will end us at some point. The point is that there are so many religions in
mm-hmm.
the world.
Yeah.
You don't need to be a Christian to be religious.
Right.
In any case, if you are religious, or even if you're not, why don't you just let us know in the comments?
Mm-hmm. Now, here Emma says, my daughter certainly looks like she's having fun dyeing the Easter eggs and petting the bunnies.
Okay, so we did mention this word pet before as, like a thing, pet friendly. Bunnies really aren't the best pets.
So I've heard.
But we did have a lesson not too long ago called cat person or dog person.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe dog person or cat person.
Yeah.
dogs and cats are both pets.
Mm-hmm.
And they're also both pets that you can...
pet.
Pet, exactly.
Right, so pet is both the animal that you keep at home and raise and feed...
Mm.
And the verb that you would use to describe stroking them softly.
Softly, from front to back. They don't really like back to front.
Right, right.
Yeah, if you pet a cat, the cat will start to...
Mm-hmm.
If you pet the dog, he will probably start to...
Go to sleep?
Maybe go to sleep. I was thinking like...
start
to lick you.
Mm-hmm.
But in any case, can we use this word for humans or is it only for pets?
Well, I would say it's not the most common usage, but you can definitely say, I like it when my boyfriend or girlfriend pets me in a certain way.
Yeah, they pet me again. It sounds very intimate.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Right.
Now, that's cats and dogs and boyfriends and girlfriends. Just back to the bunnies for a second. Some people do have bunnies for pets, but oftentimes you'll see bunnies as part of a petting zoo.
Ooh.
Or at the petting zoo.
Okay, so what's the difference between a petting zoo and a regular zoo?
A regular zoo, if you try to pet the lions, tigers, bears, oh my, they will probably eat you.
Right, right.
You will never get that close to them.
Uh-huh.
Whereas the petting zoo probably has smaller animals, maybe some bunnies, ponies.
Yeah, a goat. Maybe a lamb.
Yeah, just really kind of small animals that... they could hurt you, but not like a tiger could hurt you.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, so I think that's about it for today's lesson about Easter. Let's go ahead and listen to the dialogue one more time.
Okay.
Josh, thanks for inviting my family to Easter brunch.
My pleasure, Emma. Come on in.
So what kind of activities do you have?
Well, for the kids, there's an Easter egg hunt, egg dyeing, and Easter bunnies. For us grown-ups, we've got some great food and wine.
Oh, that sounds nice. Is this how everyone usually celebrates Easter?
Well, a lot of Christians go to church, especially Catholics. But since Easter is a long weekend in the States starting on Good Friday, many people celebrate it by just enjoying the extra time off.
Did you say Good Friday?
Yep. It's the Friday before Easter Sunday, which commemorates the death of Jesus. But Easter really has become another kid-friendly holiday. You don't need to be religious to take part in it.
Oh, I see. My daughter certainly looks like she's having fun dyeing Easter eggs and petting the bunnies.
Great to hear. Happy Easter.
Okay, guys, if you know anything about open language, you know that our very own Diana loves dessert.
Yes, indeed.
Sweet things.
Mm-hmm. So I kind of want to talk about, some of the candy that kids will eat for Easter.
Okay, so what do you think is the thing that everybody must have for Easter?
I'm going to say... a chocolate bunny.
Okay, so we talked about the bunnies in the lesson.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, everybody gets a bunny. They're pretty big.
They're pretty big, yeah.
Right, they are pretty big. Mm-hmm. I don't know something that we can compare it to very quickly. Like like one of those big Chinese beers.
Oh, yeah.
If you
go
into the supermarket and buy a bottle of Qingdao, for example, like that big, but chocolate.
Right. I would say it's probably the size of a larger book.
Okay, so Diana is thinking books, Adam is thinking beer.
And I think the most important part is that it is solid, not hollow.
Oh, yeah. The hollow ones, like, that's a pretty cheap...
You're so disappointed. You're like, oh, there's a hole in my chocolate.
Right. It's just, Yeah, exactly. Okay, besides the chocolate bunnies, what else?
There's also a lot of chocolate eggs.
Oh, yeah. That's right. In fact, a lot of these eggs are from really big chocolate companies,
mm-hmm.
but they only make the eggs around Easter.
That's true. So, for example, you know, the classic Snickers bar is, you know, rectangular.
Mm.
But for Easter, they will make egg-shaped Snickers,
mm.
egg-shaped Reese's, egg-shaped everything.
Everything.
And of course, last but not least, we cannot forget Peeps.
Oh, Peeps.
Did you have these when you were a kid?
We had a lot of chocolate,
mm-hmm.
Not a lot of Peeps.
Okay. So Peeps are basically made of marshmallow.
Mm.
And then they are colored with some sugar that's, you know, a very, very bright color.
Oh, okay.
Maybe pink, maybe blue, maybe yellow.
Oh, okay. Colors are always like that around Easter, right?
Mm-hmm.
I just remembered one thing. You can't get this anymore, unfortunately.
Okay.
But my favorite also was an egg.
Mm-hmm.
This was, it was called Kinder Surprise.
Ooh.
And it was like a chocolate shell, like of an eggshell.
Yeah.
And then inside it would have a toy that you had to build.
Interesting.
Yeah, it was really cool. The problem was that so many people, like kids, you know, like, swallowed the toy.
Oh, no.
So, you know, kids, just like, you know, my whole life, because of some stupid kid, the things I enjoyed the most were taken away.
By the government.
Yes, exactly. This company still exists. I don't remember which country, probably Germany.
Yeah, it sounds German.
Ja, Kinder. Yeah. they still make the chocolate,
mm-hmm.
and the chocolate is very, very good, but that's not why I liked Kinder eggs.
Yeah, you wanted the toy.
I just wanted the toy.
All right, so basically that kind of summarizes our childhood, especially during Easter.
Yes, a great time of the year. Also, you know, it's warm.
Mm.
We didn't mention that at all here.
It's springtime.
It's springtime, you know, like it's just, I love Easter. I really do love Easter. And we hope you guys now, if you have a better understanding of Easter, maybe you could love it too.
Mm-hmm. I think now more and more people are celebrating it, even though they aren't religious.
Right, exactly. So again, guys, we said this at the beginning of the lesson. We love your comments. We love
mm-hmm.
your questions. If you're not religious, that's okay.
Yeah.
The only reason we talked about all of the religious parts of Easter today is just to help everybody understand.
Mm-hmm. Right. So if you have any questions, any comments, please leave them below.
Okay. Once again, happy Easter, everyone.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.